Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place. I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
The ball is just inside the three. May will fire it. It's picked off. Intercepted by Echols. That ends the drive for the Patriots. No points.
That ball was tipped at the line by Cam Hayward. But what a drive that was to do, to go for it on fourth and one, to have the long third down completions, and then to not get any points out of it all at the end. That is just tough.
Tommy Curran joins us here on a Tommy Tuesday on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We'll get to the tiers coming up at 11:30. Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. We'll get back into all our Patriots thoughts here. Tommy Curran brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
I am tremendous. How are you guys?
Very good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. We're doing great. We were picking up with some of what you wrote at NBC Sports Boston. The Patriots' propensity for stupid is hiding what could be a good team. You wrote a lot about this, but how do they fix being stupid, Tom?
Cut it out. I mean, to me, it's very preventable. They are not losing because of a lack of talent. They're not losing because of a lack of scheming. They're losing on operator error, whether it's not getting to the sticks and then making a decision as a receiver, as DeMario Douglas did to circle back. And I initially, full disclosure, I didn't realize how friggin' close he was in watching the replays. I'm just dumbfounded. All he had to do was burrow. So that, if you're Drake May and you've been told since you were probably 7 years old and you're now 23, take care of the ball, whether you're playing basketball or football, and you throw it flat at the goal line when there's nothing but green grass or plastic grass in front of Kayshawn Booty, when you are for 80% of a sack doing the right thing and then in the last 20% of time you decide to try and flip it someplace, we could go on. You know, here's the thing, Jonesy, they feel so preventable, but on the flip side too, we've seen bad teams who remain bad because bad losing football becomes part of their DNA, becomes part of their marrow. And it's just, you can bet on them doing something dumb. And there was a Bledsovian feel to Sunday with Drake May, for those of us who are old enough to remember. Oh, nice throw, nice throw, nice throw. Oh, no, what's going to happen? There it is. So I don't know. I hope it's not in their DNA, but the only way to exercise it is for Vrabel to be Parcellian, which is to say, you're not playing. I don't care. We need you. Sorry. We're not playing you.
Well,
and I'm not saying about May.
No, I know, but well, speaking to that, what would you do with Ramondre Stevenson, and then also what do you think they will do with Stevenson?
I would bench Ramondre Stevenson. Or dress him and don't give him carries unless, you know, it's an emergency. Because now when you have 9 fumbles over the course of 2 seasons, if he goes out there and fumbles on his first carry, whose fault is that? I mean, yes, it's the person who dropped the ball, but isn't it like if your kid gets his license and he has multiple fender benders and accidents and you don't take the license and the keys away for a long time and let him just drive around the parking lot and prove to you, with you sitting in the seat next to him, that he knows how to drive, and he goes out and gets in another fender bender, who's the moron? I mean, who's at fault? Mm-hmm. So to me, until he's proven for practice after practice that he can have people hanging off the football and he doesn't lose it, that he can prove that he can run with two hands on the ball, not one hand. He's dropping it on minimal contact, nothing violent, nothing unexpected, nothing like, oh my God, where'd that guy come from? Just normal, minimal contact. So until he proves he is willing to run with two hands on the ball at all times, like a little 1970s fullback, he can't play.
What about Pop?
Nah, I'm not as bothered by him as you are.
Oh, so he's rid of him.
So he's out there.
Yeah, I mean, what did he do? He didn't get to the line to gain.
Well, he didn't get to the line to gain. Then he said there was no play design there. They actually didn't design it. They just ran a play, and then he laughed it off after the game. And he hasn't been productive for 3 weeks. So I mean, there's more to it than just not getting the play. He also seems to have poor chemistry with Drake. I don't know if that's more about May or him, but I think there's a lot of reasons to sit him down.
Well, he had 66 catches last year, and I would actually say, I don't know if it's him or if it's May, but how many of those throws have been catchable? Like that screen that May threw practically Dan Quisenberry off of 1 foot that short hopped Douglas, and yeah, it hit his hands, was a horrendous throw. The number of times he's airmailed him. I think it's hard for May with his C-grade accuracy to throw to somebody who's the size of a fire hydrant. But I don't know if Douglas necessarily deserves a benching. Maybe get Chisholm up, but I don't see benching Pop Douglas, because I just don't think that there's a litany of ridiculously stupid things he's done.
You know, even prior to that, though, he's had his playing time pretty greatly reduced. He didn't play a ton in the Miami game where they look pretty good. He might be the fourth receiver anyway, and I don't know. I'd like to see more Kyle Williams. I'd take a look at Chisholm as well, but I guess we'll see what they do.
I mean, that's sorry to interrupt, but that's the hard thing. It's the same thing with Stevenson, and I think that Phil did a good job dragging that out of Vrabel yesterday, saying we're still trying to win games. You know, we want to send messages, but we're still trying to win games. So it's nice to be a hanging judge and say, well, that guy can't do this or that, and then where are you? There's an urgency with this team that hasn't really been present to win games now this year. And because of that, I think Mike is having a hard time being the strict disciplinarian. And I heard you guys talking, and that's what I was thinking as you guys were talking, is his hands are not tied, but he wants to win now. He wants to get the best guys on the field. So he is in a position where he has to swallow hard and accept some stuff that he wouldn't otherwise. So it's really interesting to watch him trying to make these decisions.
He doesn't seem to be all that bothered by the penalties. They're one of the more penalized teams in the NFL, and it seems like each week, whether it's press conferences with you guys or his interviews with Greg, he's like, well, you know, Will Campbell, that's not really a holding, or like that, I don't know about that one. Like, I don't know, even if he feels that way, I'm surprised he seems to be giving excuses to his team for all the penalties they've had.
Yes, and I think lamenting penalties that get thrown against you when you're also profiting on the other side, like the Kayshon Booty DPI that came on a third and four, or even a fourth and four maybe, I can't, third and four it was, mm-hmm. and May didn't even keep it on the grid. It was off, it was not a catchable ball. It was minimal contact, and the Patriots got that drive extended early in the game. So the Patriots have been thrown some bones, too. So I do see what he's saying. Some of the more aggressive teams are usually in the middle of the pack. Then you have cement-headed penalties. And the Patriots have been guilty of plenty of cement-headed penalties that Mike even had defended last week with, I believe it was Caleb on Chase on an alignment thing. Usually the ref will tell you to move back, or they're going to throw it next time, and they didn't do that. Just you ask them, Caleb on. Mm-hmm. So I see what you're saying, but this is one of the subtexts to this season is last year was the foundational let's build it year. Mike wasn't here for that, so he comes in, and he'd love to be able to say, well, we're going to put a program together and be this way, but I think the entire mindset is, all right, party's over. We're going to start winning football games, which they should be. I mean, God, they could be 3-0.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
they could be 3-0 with the Panthers coming, and then after the Bills, they have the friggin' Saints and Titans.
Yeah.
They could have been on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Well, they could have been. They also could be 0-3. But, yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. Let's get to this week's Drake Take from Tommy Curran, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Statistically, Drake having a much better start to the year, three games into year two. However, turnovers are there. You described his accuracy as C grade earlier. So how do you feel about his development here through three games of year two?
It is as expected for a second-year player to an extent. Remind you that Drew Bledsoe once had a 5-pick game in his rookie season, and in Tom Brady's Super Bowl season in 2001, his second year in the league, he once threw 4 interceptions on 4 fourth-quarter possessions at Denver, and the Patriots lost that game 31-20. Those things are going to get better. It's interesting because when you saw May in the fumble, and the fumble was even more egregious than the horrendous pick, I was watching the game with Scott Pioli because he was a post-game live guest. And as the pressure came around May, Scott's like, see, look at that. Good job. Good job. 2 hands on the ball. See, that's he's learning. Boom, the ball pops up. And then you see the replay, and it's because he was only 93% of the way toward making a responsible football play that a mature player makes. But last year, he probably only would have been 30% of the way. So it's improvement. It's a good player, but he's got to cut the foolishness out. It's becoming less and less excusable all the time. I don't think any of it's excusable now when it's really bad.
You know, we spent so much time talking about the turnovers yesterday and even today. We only spent a little bit of time on the 4th-and-1 from their own 15 decision to go for it, and then the play call. I'll be honest, I was excited about going for it. I thought it was aggressive, and they kind of needed it. They were very flat at that point. I almost spit my beer out on the play call, which they got away with, but pitching it back 5 yards when you only need to get 3 feet was sort of surprising. But what was your take on that whole decision and play call?
The interesting thing was they got away with it. They ran the same play later.
Yes, I know.
And picked it up again.
Right.
And it just didn't look that smooth on the first decision. Mm-hmm. On the first decision to go for it, they got it, but there was contact. It wasn't a free and clear. He made it directly to the line with no contact prior to reaching, and I think there was a touch before he got there. Anyway, I like it. You want to win the game. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of this too is Mike wants to show confidence in guys and not coach scared. We saw with Borregales making the kick, and then Mike insisting that there was no second guessing, even though they kicked a 22-yard field goal in the first half just to get them going right. You go back to Ramondre Stevenson, and I think was Stevenson the recipient on that 4th-and-1?
Yes,
I think it was so Henderson on the second one.
He had just fumbled with 13 minutes remaining in the first quarter. And then you're going to put him in a high leverage position. That, to me, if Stevenson's sitting in the huddle and they're telling him what the play is, it's like, my God, well, they're going to go back to me? I wouldn't go back to me. All right, well, they must believe in me. So I think Mike is trying to show faith in the team in different junctures. But at some point, he's going to have to go Parcelli and go, you know what? I keep showing faith in you guys. And then you do something that makes me lose faith. So I'm going to put lesser players in. And I'm not saying he's there. And it is a team that has performed miles better than the product the last 2 years in a lot of ways. But he is going to have to be a little bit of a hanging judge at some points, I think.
Okay. It'll be a difficult balancing act going forward. Patriots get the Panthers on Sunday here at Gillette. You can check out all of Tommy Curran's coverage at NBC Sports Boston, at Tommy Curran on Twitter. He's here on Tuesdays, WEEI afternoons on Thursdays, all over NBC Sports Boston as well. Tom, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, boys. Fun call.
Yeah, always.
It was. Oh, it was
always,
indeed.
Tom.
Always. Tommy Curran brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. We will get to trending here with Billy Lanny. And when we come back, let's tear off some breakfast cereals, Keith.
Yes, finally.
Tier Tuesday, next.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox return to action tonight for the first of three against the Blue Jays in Toronto. First pitch from Rogers Centre is at 7:07. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Lucas Giolito will get the start in the series opener against the Jays' Kevin Gausman. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Arcand beginning at 6:07. Last night on Monday Night Football, the Lions got the 38-30 win over the Ravens. Patriots are off today. The Pats will return to practice tomorrow to begin preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Panthers. David Pastrnak returned to Bruins practice yesterday for the first time this season. And tonight, the Bruins preseason schedule continues. The Bees are in New York to take on the Rangers. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's artificial intelligence. Then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place. I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Let's go!
Tier Tuesday here on WEEI. Jones and Keefe. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Keefe, we're happy to finally get to this one. We've been thinking about it for a while.
That's right.
But it's time to tear off some breakfast cereals.
That's right, breakfast cereals. I love a big old bowl of cereal. And so we're going to have five tiers as of right now. We can add or subtract as we go. But like we've done with previous food-related ones, ice creams, Halloween candies, Thanksgiving foods, let's go top tier goat.
Let's go!
Easy enough.
Makes sense.
Tier below that, give me that.
Give me that.
Yeah, give me that. Yeah, okay. Give me that. Not as good as a goat, but you still want to give me that.
Yeah.
Third tier, Frisky. These are the Frisky cereals.
I like a Frisky
cereal. I have a few in mind already that I think are pretty frisky. Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Tier below that, it's all right.
But yeah, it's all right.
You see it in the cabinet, you'd be like, I'll have that. I don't really want that.
Yeah, if there's two boxes of cereal, it might not be the one I'm choosing, but I'm not going to not eat it.
But it's all right.
It's all right.
And then the bottom tier trash.
I think it's trash.
Throw this right in the trash.
That's one I would not eat.
Just dump it right in the trash.
That's one where I go, hey, Lucas, you want some cereal?
Yeah, and he's like, what?
Put that in the trash.
All right. All right, so, all right, you know what? Because a lot of times you can get, like, the old mix. Remember you could get, like, the variety pack?
Oh, those are nice.
The problem with the variety pack is you get, like, 8 different cereals, and there'd be, like, one of each tier. You'd be like, this I don't want at all.
No, they did
you're
a good.
To, like, the small boxes?
Yes.
Yeah, the small
yeah
boxes.
They did it. They did a good job tiering those out.
The Kelce brothers did a mix, their own, like, remix of cereal.
Oh, yeah, that was dumb.
It's all three delicious cereals, but just don't feel like they would mix
so
well.
You put them all in together?
That was their great idea.
Yeah, the Kelce mix is three different cereals in one box. But
like,
I
this is my favorite. This is my favorite. Put them together.
You're like, okay. Wait, so it was dumb. It was Travis, Jason, and Donna? They all picked a cereal?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
So the mix, the Kelce mix is Reese's Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And then
Crunch,
Donna picked Grape Nuts.
And Lucky Charms.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Actually, that, yeah.
All three really good series.
Yeah. Sure.
Together, I do not know.
Right, well, I don't get it.
Got to try it.
All right, so we have a bunch of them here. I'm sure we're going to miss somebody's favorite, but let's get to it, Bill. What do we got?
First up is Apple Jacks.
It's all right. Frisky?
Frisky for Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
You're frisky on Apple Jacks?
Look, I can meet you, and it's all right.
I think it's all right.
We're starting right out of the chute. It was a tough one to start with, I feel like.
I think it might be alphabetical order.
It's all right.
Apple Jacks?
Yeah.
It's all right.
But it's all right.
Very sweet.
I feel like that would always be in the variety pack, and it'd be like one of the last ones eaten, at least in my house.
But I would eat it, so it's all right. It's probably the right tier.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Booberry.
Frisky. What is that?
Dude, booberry?
What's booberry?
Well, it's berry and marshmallow. It's booberry. They have like the Halloween-related one. We're going to get to others on the list. You don't know booberry?
No, it has marshmallow? Gross. I put it in the trash.
No, sir. No,
okay, well, that's what I'd put it. Where'd you put it?
Oh, I think it's Frisky.
All right.
First of all, it's got like a theme to it, right? They only have booberry around Halloween.
It's seasonal.
It's seasonal. Thank you. It's okay. Seasonal,
booberry.
Which would make it Frisky of in and of itself.
Uh-huh.
Billy, you got like booberry?
I do.
Nick?
It's like blueberry Lucky Charms. They're good.
Blueberry Lucky Charms. Booberry. It's a little ghost on there.
Never seen these in my life.
Good ad campaign.
Have you ever gone to a grocery store in the month of September or October?
I guess not. But okay, so Booberry, where are we putting it?
I think it's trash. Frisky. You think it's trash,
Billy.
So what, we got right in the middle, right?
So it's all right.
It's all right then?
You know what, it's all right.
All right. Good.
But yeah, it's all right.
Sounds high.
Fine.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, I think, is polarizing. I personally don't like it. There's all the jokes about how it just ruins the roof of your mouth, which I agree with.
I also don't like it.
Oh, I would put it in the trash.
I told Kat we were doing cereals today. She's like, I hope Captain Crunch is high. Let's throw it in the trash.
Trash!
Captain Crunch stinks.
Oh, wow, that's going to be
trash.
People aren't going to like that.
Oh, they're not going to like that.
Oh, boy, I'm sleeping on the couch tonight, let me tell you.
But let's separate it. We're talking about the actual cereal. We're not talking about the mascot. The Captain's great.
Oh, the Captain!
The man.
You and the Captain make it happen.
Sure you do.
We're not talking Crunch Berries.
No, we're not.
Hang on, which Captain am I talking about now?
Oh, actually, okay, let's put Crunch Berries in there. Where do you want to put Crunch Berries?
Crunch Berries?
Yeah, it's the same thing, but with berries. Not real berries, fake sugary berries.
Like a Fruity Pebble?
But it's the same texture, and it's the same just like razor blades that you're eating. So I would put it in trash.
Trash,
also.
Trash?
Yeah.
Trash, trash.
Double
I think
trash.
It's trash.
People are, oh, man.
Pumpkin.
People are going to be mad.
Cheerios.
I'm a gimme dad on Cheerios. I like Cheerios.
No, this is regular Cheerios.
Yeah.
This isn't Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah. I prefer regular Cheerios
These
to Honey
bland.
Nut Cheerios. Yeah.
This is like you took cardboard and you made them into little O's and you threw them into
I already answered. Gimme. Where are you throwing them?
Trash.
Trash for regular Cheerios?
Regular Cheerios?
That's crazy.
Give Can I that. Put in like a... Like,
Billy?
Gimme that.
Gimme that.
Oh, my God.
I'm allowed to add a little bit of sugar to it, right?
No, that's Honey Nut Cheerios.
No, I didn't add honey.
No, that's honey.
Okay, but there's sugar in honey.
Yeah, okay, right. There's sugar
in sugar, sugar in honey.
Sugar in tons of things.
Yeah, but this is just, you get this cereal
Keith,
and
you,
milk.
Keith, you've been outvoted. Cheerios are gimme that. That's where they belong. Yes, thank you.
That's nuts.
Gimme that.
That is
I didn't even feel right playing the drop.
I don't. Good Lord.
Guess what?
You guys want a bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My God.
I'd probably have two.
Nice yellow box.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Big old box.
Yuck, he said. Where's the yuck tier?
It's got to be your own tears.
All right.
All right, what's next?
Toast Crunch.
That's goat.
Goat.
Please, let's not even debate it.
It's the goat of goats.
It's the. I agree.
I love a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
If we're ranking within a tier, which I know we don't do.
No, we don't do that.
It is the goat of
it's
goats.
It's so good.
Nothing better.
Oh, my God.
Still to this day, when we go pick out cereal at the grocery store and Lucas gets Cinnamon Toast Crunch, yep. I'm like, well, I'm having some of that.
I think.
I don't know how much, but some.
Oh, and like, yeah, like a big enough bowl. I think I can eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch two bowls out of a big bag.
Sick brag, bro.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not. That's not even impressive.
You don't think that's anything impressive?
That's impressive. Two bowls.
Well, it's just very sugary.
I just said
very good.
I said I have two bowls.
Oh,
of
sugar per sitting?
No. I'm saying like
mixing bowl.
I'm saying like a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch it's over. You only have two servings, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not that like I have two bowls of it. I'm saying it's literally two servings. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha. Oh, no, that's more impressive. Thank you. Sorry. Yes. Thank you. I get that. Yeah.
I wasn't very clear.
All right.
Cocoa Krispies.
All right. So this is the chocolate version of the Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Because they're cocoa, would it make them frisky? Or would you say like, it's all right? You're making a face.
I'm leaning it's all right.
That's fine.
I don't love any of the Krispies, but okay.
All right, Cocoa Krispies we'll put in it's all right.
Okay. Yeah, it's all right.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh, this is frisky at least.
Okay. I'm having trouble differentiating Pebbles in the next one, but let's go frisky with Cocoa Pebbles.
Well, you know Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
This is the cocoa cousin.
Yeah. The next one. They're entirely different.
They're very different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't skip ahead.
Well, I'm just saying.
Focus on the one that we're talking about.
I'm trying to remember which is which.
Cocoa Pebbles are pebbles. The other one, go ahead, Bill. What are the other ones?
Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs are puffs.
So those are better than the pebbles.
Puffs are kind of crunchy. I guess they're both crunchy.
I prefer a puff to a pebble.
The pebbles, though, like you got to get in there early. If you let them sit in the milk too long,
keep. I've seen you eat.
I don't have to worry about it. Me personally, I don't have to worry about it.
The milk's still ice cold.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. The milk doesn't even turn any kind of color. It doesn't turn a shade of brown. It's just like good to go.
All right, puffs over pebbles, right?
Puffs over pebbles.
But are they on the same tier?
I think they might both be frisky.
Yeah, this is why when I was confused earlier, I'm like, they sound the same to me. We put them on the same tier.
That's frisky. Three straight cocos, though, but we're going cocoa, pebbles, and puffs above Krispies.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's right.
I think we nailed it. Yeah, I think that's perfect.
Yeah, we don't just throw these tiers together.
No. There's a lot of thought that goes into these. Yeah.
I think that's right.
Okay.
All right, Cookie Crisp.
I think it's trash.
So Cookie Crisp is insane. I was never allowed to get Cookie Crisp in our house. We had every other sugary cereal,
I genuinely think I've never even had it in my life.
It's a bowl of cookies.
Yeah.
It's
a bowl of bad Famous Amos's.
Thank you. It's not even good cookies.
So Nick's throwing it in the trash.
I think so too.
Trash?
It's one of those things that's
trash. I don't think I've ever had it.
It's not good enough tasting to be as bad for you as it is.
Okay.
Like there's that line there where you're like, I'll eat bad stuff. Trust me.
I've made it.
It's like eating a dehydrated cookie.
I've made it 41 years without eating it. I don't need to eat it. Let's put it in the trash.
It's a terrible, like stale cookie.
Great.
But all it is a box of cookies.
Trash. See ya.
They're like, oh, it's a part of your complete balanced breakfast. Assuming you drink orange juice, have three eggs and a pancake.
And a slice of toast.
Now, if we're ranking a marketing campaign, good marketing campaign. That's not what we're doing.
Genius.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Cornflakes.
Trash.
I think it's trash.
Oh, It's just so.
We like Cheerios.
True. You guys like Cheerios.
I like Cheerios. I like cornflakes.
There's more flakes coming up. I think cornflakes is at least frisky.
Oh, my God. Let's meet in the middle then. It's all right on cornflakes. I think it's trash. You would never, out of all the cereals, you would not go and buy cornflakes.
Well, the Jones household buys cornflakes from time to time. Yeah. Okay. So you want to go, it's all right?
I want to go trash.
It's trash.
But I'll meet you in the middle.
All right. Well, me and Billy will upvote it to give me that if you want.
All right.
Okay.
Corn Pops. Well, Pops.
Got to have my Pops. Trash.
Yeah.
I think it's trash.
Pops aren't good. Pops are also in the variety pack a lot that you're like, you skip over to the end.
I don't want them.
Do Pops still come in like the gray, the tinfoil bag almost?
Oh, I don't know.
They're like the one cereal that had like a tin bag.
That's a bad sign. I feel like that's a bad sign. You throw that in the trash just based on that, I think.
Trash Pops.
Could survive a nuclear war.
Yeah.
Count Chocula.
Jones probably hasn't heard of this either.
It's not the goat, but
it's seasonal.
It's at least give me that. Count Chocula is good.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
How do you know?
So you've never seen Pooh Bear, but you've seen Count. They're next to each other in the aisle.
Always.
Okay, well, I don't know.
They're like
brothers. It's been 30 years since I've had Count Chocula, so maybe I just forgot Pooh Bear. I'm sorry, but I remember Count Chocula.
Pooh Bear's right there.
Yeah, give me that.
All right, I'm going Count Chocula. Give me that.
Give me that. Good.
501.
Never had it, but sounds like trash.
Yeah, that sounds like trash.
That one sounds like it tastes like the box it came in.
Correct.
Yeah.
Fiber, you can't differentiate between the two?
Fiber one is not what I want.
Like, just eat it right out of the box, then eat the box when you're done. It's all the same crap. Yeah,
let's trash that.
Yeah. Frankenberry.
Here we go, Jones. This is the big three.
So I remember Frankenberry as well.
Scary cereals.
I don't want this.
Frankenberry.
But I'm not sure I've ever had it.
I'd probably put it with Booberry. It's probably all right. It's all right.
Okay.
It's
let's put it there. That's all. I'll defer to you on that.
It's all right.
All right. Frankenberry and Booberry, same. Okay.
French Toast Crunch.
So I don't want to put it in goat. I've had it. I've had French Toast Crunch.
You want to give me that?
I think it is a give me that.
Give me that.
It's good, but let's not put it on
the Give me that.
Here.
Okay. That works.
Fruit Loops.
Great mascot. I don't love the cereal.
Oh, I like Fruit Loops.
I think it's a frisky one.
Frisky.
Okay.
Oh, I'll meet you frisky. Yeah, let's do that. I was gonna argue higher. You were gonna say it's all right. Let's go to frisky.
Frisky is good for Fruit Loops. Toucan Sam's the man, but like I don't love his product.
Yeah, follow your nose.
Frosted Flakes.
So Is it GOAT or is it Give Me That?
It's Give Me That.
Okay.
Okay.
Give Me That.
I was maybe about to argue a half step lower. So let's go Give Me That. Yeah.
I would like, I think a lot of people might consider it GOAT.
What is on GOAT right now? Just
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
We may actually be nailing this, but okay.
I think the tier looks good. It always ends well. But
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Let's go Give Me That.
Yeah,
it could be high, it could be high on Give Me That.
Sure.
Well, let's go
sure,
Give
that's
Me
not
That.
How we do it, but okay. Sure.
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles are good. Now remember, we have Cocoa Pebbles at Frisky.
Yeah, so this Fruity it's all Pebbles. Right. Tops.
Oh, you like Cocoa Pebbles better than Fruity Pebbles?
I think so.
No. Fruity Pebbles better.
They both leave that lotty taste in your mouth.
Ah, good point.
Like a filmy lod.
Yeah, I just ate a candle.
But they are delicious, right?
Why'd I eat a candle? I didn't want a candle. I think I'd put it at least with Cocoa Pebbles then. Maybe Frisky.
I say it's all right, Billy.
Billy, break
where
the
time. Where are we? It's Frisky.
Okay. Yeah, Frisky, fine.
Thank you.
Golden Crisp.
Golden Crisp.
Golden Crisp is the one that has the bear on it, so he's another solid mascot, but I never really remember eating or enjoying Golden Crisp.
Does it still exist?
God, I don't know.
Let's trash it.
Trash?
Trash.
I think it's trash.
Yeah.
Golden Grahams.
I'd say the same.
Also trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything golden,
don't
need it.
I'll just have a graham cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's trash.
Well, Honey Bunches of Oats.
Trash is filling up.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
These are all honey.
We need a second barrel.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Honeycombs.
Oh my God. Honeycombs?
Well, I know you like at least one of these honey ones because you're already making a case like you were Kevin Garnett earlier.
I was good.
But, okay. Honeycombs?
That probably trash also.
Trash.
Yeah, probably trash. Yeah, you guys, all the honey can live in the trash.
Trash. Seriously.
Honey Nut Cheerios?
All right. No.
Bingo!
No, these are worse. No! These
Honey
are worse.
Cheerios are way better than regular Cheerios.
No, they're worse than regular Cheerios.
Oh my God, what?
Yes.
That's nuts.
They're worse. I don't even like them.
You like a sugar-free candy?
You're like, he eats the box. He doesn't
seriously,
eat cereal.
Seriously, that is
box.
Outrageous.
Is. Cheerios has been like a number one cereal for eons.
Honey Nut Cheerios, those is better. Like they knew they had to make it better. So, Billy, where do you put Honey Nut Cheerios?
Risky, I put them at best.
Ooh,
no, well, don't speak for him.
What's the second tip?
Give Me That.
Yeah, I'm gonna give me that.
I'm gonna give me that.
I'm a Frisky, but right, I've been
Give Me That. It is hell okay. Yeah. It's gotta be at least with Cheerios.
I mean, honestly, I'd put it even low. I'd put it with all the other. We hate all the honey cereals.
No,
and this is a Give Me That. That makes no
I don't
sense.
Like Grahams,
that makes no
or
sense.
Oats or combs, but I like Cheerios. I just wish they had sugar on them.
Okay, sure.
That's all.
Got it.
Honey Smacks.
You should want Frosted Cheerios is what you should want, not Honey Nut Cheerios. You
could do
Cheerios.
A tier of just Cheerios for
yeah. Yeah.
You actually
want
could.
A Frosted Cheerios.
Remember when they did the Olympics ones and they had the three different ones? They had the regular, they had like the gold, silver, and bronze
sure.
In there?
Yep. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Honey Smacks.
All right.
Is that the one with the frog? Yeah.
Dig 'em the frog.
Dig 'em.
Let's get this all right. Just for the I'm bumping
I
this
think,
one up for the mascot.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah,
let's go. It's all right. I remember him. Yeah.
Kix.
I like Kix.
You like Kix?
Crunchy little cone balls.
Yeah.
Frisky?
No flavors.
Give me that.
No colors.
Give
thanks,
me that.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going Frisky. Jones going Give Me That.
Billy?
Bill, break the tie on Kix.
Give Me That.
Ugh. Give Me That.
Nice.
You guys have a weird...
Nice.
All right.
Life.
Trash.
Life cereal?
What are we doing? Like Cinnamon Life?
Well, that's what I was going to say. What is regular Life's actual flavor?
Because
I think I...
A bland.
Yeah, I might be thinking Cinnamon Life is good.
I don't think that's on
bland. It's on Jones' top tier.
Regular life might be kicked down a few. What were you thinking?
I was thinking either trash or it's all right.
Trash?
Yeah,
trash.
Fine.
I think it's trash.
Trash, yeah, I agree.
Lucky Charms.
All right, this might belong with the goats.
Woo! I would put it in...
Might belong with the goats. Now, I don't...
It's like either the best Give Me That or the worst goat.
I don't love marshmallow typically, but these are like...
Yeah, that's odd.
These are like firm little marshmallows. They're not...
Oh, they're
yeah.
Brittle bricks.
Yeah, but I think... I don't know what it is. These are like a nice, like... It's like a crunch. It's
and
not even a
marshmallow. And there's always like a big controversy.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we added hearts. Oh, we took the hearts out.
Yeah.
Oh, we added like a saxophone.
Yeah,
I guess
I am being contradictory. I don't like marshmallow often, but these marshmallows are like... They're like little rocks. They're not even marshmallows.
Oh, it's really garbage cereal, but everybody loves it. They love the Lucky Charms.
So where we decide? Goat?
I would think maybe goat. Bill, you like Lucky Charms?
Goat it.
Okay, goat. Yeah, goat's
goat
fine.
That.
Goat's fine.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
I like Frosted
goat.
Mini Wheats.
Oh, I love Frosted
okay,
Mini Wheats.
Okay, I was going to say, give me that. You want to put them up there?
I love Frosted Mini Wheats.
Do it.
I think they're excellent.
Goat those.
Yeah, okay, good.
Oreo O's.
I mean,
not one I've ever had. It sounds like it's a Cookie Crisp, though, right?
But it's better than Cookie Crisp.
Okay.
But I don't think by much. So I would probably go, it's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would go with that.
But yeah, it's all right.
Thanks, Frosty.
Raisin Bran.
I don't like raisins, so raisin bran to me, I'd put in the trash.
Trash. This is the two scoops on, right?
If I just
like,
got,
it's not going to make it any better.
Trash.
If I just got like a bran, I'd eat just a bran flake, with take the raisins out.
You do eat just the bran flake.
But I'm saying I would do that. Yeah, yeah, over the raisins. The raisins ruin that.
You eat cornflakes. You love cornflakes.
Are cornflakes bran? They're corn.
Oh, no, they're not.
Yeah, they're corn. They're not bran.
Maybe Fiber One is what you're looking for.
Reese's Puffs.
Goat. Reese's Puffs. I don't think I've had these. They sound like they're goat.
It's amazing.
They sound pretty good. No, like
these are hard to beat.
Yeah, okay.
Reese's Puffs are pretty amazing.
Let's go!
Yeah, all right. Goat's getting crowded all of a sudden, but let's I mean, look, it's Reese's. I can't.
The Four Horsemen.
I can't hate on that. Yeah. Okay.
Rice Krispies.
Frisky?
See, I like a Rice Krispie treat. I don't know if I really like a Rice Krispie that much. Although we had...
All right, well, I voted. I said Frisky. Where'd you go?
So we had Cocoa Krispies in It's All Right. So I'd probably say it's also It's All Right.
Okay.
So, Bill, break the tie.
I'll deal with it.
I'll be bullied. I don't feel strongly about Rice Krispies. I think we're being a little harsh, but I don't feel strongly about it.
Special K.
Special K. This sounds... Is this kind of like cornflakes?
I think it... Yeah, is it a bran or is it a corn? I'm not even sure what it is.
I don't know.
I feel like Cindy Crawford used to market these.
Did
which
she?
That knocked them up a few notches.
Good product, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go! It's all right, I guess?
Trash? I don't know.
Trash?
Let's see. Did she actually market... It looks like she did market Special K. So that's
it's
at least
all right.
It's
we'll
all
bump
right.
It up
on that. Nice.
Yeah, it's
nice.
All right.
Nah. Do you come with the cereal?
She's like, okay.
Tricks.
I've heard it. Tricks!
Oh, do we need a new tier for this? Just for kids?
Just for kids.
Just for kids.
Just for kids. I got the bunny rabbit. It was good.
I'd put it tops. It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, it's all
right. Maybe Frisky, but no, you're probably right.
And Wheaties.
Wheaties.
I don't like Wheaties.
Wheaties cover?
Yeah, well, I like the box.
Cool.
We're talking marketing, then we should put Cap'n Crunch a lot
so
higher.
So maybe we'll put Wheaties trash or it's all right?
It's all right.
Yeah,
we're a sports show.
We're
an athletic, sporty show. Let's knock them
off. All right, let's take a look at it.
Yeah, okay.
Feel free to see it. We can adjust
because I've lost track in my head. That was a lot of cereals.
I got it. All right, we'll start with the goat tier.
Yeah.
For cereals: Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, Frosted Mini Wheats, Reese's Puffs.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
That's strong.
The Gimme That tier: Cheerios,
nice.
Count Chocula, French Toast Crunch, Frosted Flakes, Honey Nut Cheerios, and Kix.
All right, we might have been
Kix is out of place.
We might have been a touch low on Frosted Flakes.
Yep.
No, I like those other ones. Those are good tier. Yeah. Right.
Frisky, Cocoa Pebbles, Cocoa Puffs, Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles.
That's a small tier.
Definitely Frisky, though.
Yeah, those are
definitely Frisky.
Small, but those are all the Frisky ones. Yeah.
So here we go.
Okay, now these are busy tiers down here.
It's all right. Apple Jacks, Boo Berry, Cocoa Krispies, Corn Flakes, Frankenberry, Honey Smacks, Oreo O's, Rice Krispies, Special K, Trix, and Wheaties.
Okay. Apple Jacks. I was right. We were way too low on Apple Jacks.
You want to move Apple Jacks up?
No. But okay. I just want to plant my flag on that. Yeah.
Trash. Cap'n Crunch. Cap'n Crunch Berries. Cookie Crisp. Pops. Fiber One. Golden Crisp. Golden Grahams. Honey Bunches of Oats. Honeycomb. Life and Raisin Bran. It's pretty good.
Let me tell you, I think the exercise is,
yeah,
there's a lot of bad cereals out there.
There is. There's more bad than good.
There's more bad. That's the real exercise here. Yeah. There's more bad than good cereals out there. Wow. Tom Brady all those years ago, really onto something, is what he was.
Yeah, all the good ones are horrible for you.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Oh, they're real. It's one of the worst things you can
This
have.
Might be the first time we needed a second garbage bag. Like, that was a lot of trash. We shoveled out a lot of trash.
Yep, good amount of trash.
Okay. Oh, that's Tier Tuesday. I'm sure you guys will have opinions on it. At Jones and Keefe, those will be up shortly. You can interact there on the phone, 617-779-7937, and also on the text line. You can do that there. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place. I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
You're out. Drew Holiday's gone now. Porzingis is gone now. Horford's probably gone. I'm wondering, how are you feeling about the Boston Celtics for this upcoming season? I think it's a prime opportunity for Jaylen Brown to show what he's made of.
Absolutely.
Because the brother can ball. I don't think he's appreciated enough either. But what are your thoughts about the Boston Celtics, considering the myriad of changes that have taken place?
Well, for one, this is like maybe the third time. I haven't said I'm not playing this season.
No. Okay.
He was kind of looking at us sideways when we brought that up.
So I'm okay, thinking Achilles. All right,
no,
that's
sure.
Fair. That's fair.
The most important thing is a full recovery, being
100%. That's right.
Not rushing.
Yeah, don't rush back.
At all.
Don't do that.
But also, I don't go to rehab 6 days a week for nothing.
Jason Tatum on First Take just moments
all
ago.
Right. Let's go.
By the way, Stephen A.
Yeah.
I didn't say I wasn't coming back.
He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Achilles, you know.
Don't rush back. I was meant to say don't rush back.
Don't rush back. But yeah, get healthy.
Yeah.
Rest up. So, yeah, he's not ruling out a return. Nobody's ever ruled out a return. Brad Stevens didn't rule out a return. The Pacers ruled out Halliburton. They're like, Halliburton's not playing. Halliburton's like, I'm not playing.
I was just going to say, say the exact same thing.
Yeah, they're just saying straight up Tatum's out. But nobody's ever actually said that. And so this is one of those things where if he does come back, I would probably just sideline him for the season personally. But let's say he's way ahead of schedule. Let's say he's good. He's 100%. And he comes back with like a couple of months to go or a month to go or whatever the timeline is. It's going to make blowing up the team to save money look a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
You had that out. Like the new owner coming in being like, well, guys, what do you want me to do? Tatum's out all season. If he's not out all season... And as Stephen A. was talking about, Holiday's gone, Horford's gone, Porzingis is gone. You're looking around.
I heard Jaylen Brown can ball in there. So
he doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah.
Like, okay. He was the finals MVP. He's, you know, maybe Team USA doesn't value him, but
no.
I think around the league, people know that Jaylen Brown's good. But no, I think that could really jump out. Like, if they're better than people think and then they get Jason Tatum back, then you're like, well, what happened to this great roster that they had? Oh, they needed to save money. The new owner wanted to save money.
So. Look, I wouldn't rush Tatum back, but what does that mean? I mean, if he's cleared and he's been working out hard, and, you know, there's big breaking news last week. I don't know if you heard about this, Keith, but there's big, giant, huge story locally. I mean, Brad Stevens said it in July, but there was big, big, giant breaking news that Tatum has been working out every single day.
Yes, he is.
And he never leaves except when he goes on vacation. He still works out when he's on vacation.
I like that.
And so, I mean, Brad Stevens told us that almost word for word in July, but that was big breaking news last week. But if he's cleared and he's good to go and everything is on the up and up, well, then who am I to say he can't come back? To me, it matters how the team's doing. I mean, if the team is going nowhere, I wouldn't rush him back. If the team is outperforming expectations or they're in the playoff mix or it looks like they could go make a run in a wide open East and you could add Tatum to that team, well, then I'm not going to rule him out that he could come
back. But wouldn't you bring him back only, I mean, assuming they're a top 10 team, then wouldn't you say, all right, come back? I mean, the only way if he's healthy that you would say don't come back, I guess, would be is if you're not even in the playoffs. But even that would be hard to do. I mean, More teams make the playoffs than miss the playoffs
but I would
in the NBA.
But I would lean into it. No, like, I don't think that's realistic. But I'm saying, if they were that bad, then I'd say, hey, Jason, yeah, great work getting back out there. We really want you right for next year. Continue doing what you're doing. Don't worry about it. We're not going anywhere anyways.
Take a pick at that point. You know, not that I don't want to go into this season looking at the lottery, but I'm just saying, like, at that point, you know, a few months into the year, you're like, hey, this isn't really working
out. But even if they're treading, even if they're the sixth seed in the East and they're kind of fighting off going to a play-in round,
then try it.
Don't you want Tatum to come back and help the team?
I guess. I'd be, you know, if he re-aggravates it or whatever else. You know, Kevin Durant, we talked about pointing to Kevin Durant as one of the examples of a great player hurting his Achilles and then coming back and still being a great player. He's the guy to really look at, and yet he missed an entire season.
Yep.
He didn't rush back. He didn't come back for the playoffs.
Yeah, it was like almost 600 days or something like that he missed in between games. I mean, obviously,
everybody recovers differently, but it's just one of those, it's like, if he comes back and hurts himself again, you'd be like, why did we do this? You don't know for sure, but you would have plenty of second thoughts.
I think it's interesting. He's making it clear. I didn't say I'm not coming back.
Yep.
So, all right. Don't suck, Celtics. And there's a chance that he's back and helping you for the stretch run at the end of the year.
Definitely.
I didn't think that was possible. Listening to him, hearing some
anything
of the,
is possible, as a great man once said.
The big breaking news, which Brad Stevens actually told us in July.
Yep.
Hearing some of that, then I think he's probably going to be out here at some point this year, as long as the team doesn't blow. So that's good. That's promising.
Mm-hmm.
Less promising is some of the feedback we're getting on these tiers, Keith.
Well, here's what's tricky about it is it's a group project.
Uh-huh.
So some of the tiers.
Yeah, I agree. You ruined them. I agree.
You may have ruined them as well. And so, like, people look at it and they're like, oh, this is a mess. But it's like, you would actually agree with some people. I would agree with some people. We would disagree greatly.
What you want to do is, like, a draft, and then we see who had the better draft at the end.
Yeah. No, I like doing tiers. I'm just saying, when you attack the tiers, just know that sometimes I might agree with you.
Right.
Other times I don't.
Sometimes I might agree with you.
Correct.
And sometimes it might be key for winning these teams. Text line specifically is targeting me, though.
There we go.
617-779-7937. Guys, love the show.
Awesome.
You're great.
All right.
These are the worst tiers you've ever done.
But this leads us to our new segment, Is It a Compliment?
Jones is an 80-year-old man. I'm pretty sure that part isn't a compliment.
You're too old!
That's not a compliment at all.
Guys, here's another good one. Guys, you used to be my favorite show.
Compliment?
Until you put the Jordan of cereals, Cap'n Crunch, in a tier with Luke Longley.
I knew that would get the people going. People either love or hate Cap'n Crunch. On our show, we hate Cap'n Crunch, but people do love it.
I told you. All I said to Kat this morning was, we're doing cereal tiers. And she goes, you better have Cap'n Crunch high.
Oh, my God.
So on a related story.
It's a nightmare.
I'll be sleeping on the couch. Matt is in Maine. Hello, Matt.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty good.
Excellent. Well, I love the tiers, except Honey Nut Cheerios is a goat.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Apple Jacks should be Feisty.
Frisky. But Feisty could be a new tier.
Frisky, yes.
That's even better, actually.
And Raisin Bran should, I think, be in the number two slot.
Give me that.
Oh, son of a gun. So smart. A smart joke for a smart audience.
It is.
Yeah, I guess it could go there for sure. Same with Fiber One. It could both go.
We put it in the trash. We just skipped a step. We just sent it right to the landfill. Okay.
So he's talking up Honey Nut Cheerios. I think you could make a case.
Regular Cheerios are so much better than Honey Nut Cheerios. It's not even funny.
That might be the dumbest thing you've ever said.
How do you hate all the honey cereals but like Honey Nut Cheerios? How does that make sense?
Something about the Cheerios. Better honey.
You threw every other honey cereal in the garbage.
They use pure
honey.
And
then you're like, we get the Honey Nut Cheerios, and you don't even like Cheerios, and you're like, give me that.
I don't
put
like
that way up high on the tier.
Something about it.
How is that even possibly? Well,
maybe it's a little B. It's a little B.
As I say this, I go, I hate marshmallows, and then I had Lucky Charms on the top tier.
See?
You know what?
It's tough.
In my face.
We're complicated humans is what we are.
It's a better marshmallow.
That's right.
No, yeah, I agree with you. If they use better honey for the Honey Nut Cheerios, it's a better marshmallow.
They use more stale, firmer, crunchy marshmallows. Are marshmallows supposed to crunch like this? Oh, yeah.
If they're not,
real good.
If they're not, they should. That's what they should
do. They're all different pieces of treasure. Like, oh, God. Chip my tooth.
All right. Tier Tuesday. Breakfast cereals. Jones and Keefe. Go check those out. At Keefe21. At Jones and Keefe. You can certainly send all your feedback. We're losing an audience
member.
People
are not loving it.
Left and right is what we're doing. Speaking of losing things, Patriots continue to lose the football. How do they clean up the turnovers? How do you feel about Drake May and his development? Let's get back to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.